Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a rewind-worthy 808 tale in Ableton Live 12, the kind of bass moment that does more than just hit hard. It blooms after the impact, adds controlled dirt, and leaves that aggressive hang time that makes people turn around and scream, rewind. In jungle and darker D&B, the tail is often the secret weapon. The main hit gets the attention, sure, but the tail is what gives the drop its personality. If you shape it right, it can feel like a mini bass phrase, almost like the sound is still talking after the punch lands. That's perfect for DJ tools, drop stabs, switch ups, and those dramatic rewind moments. We're going to keep this workflow stock only in Ableton, so you can recreate it fast and keep it clean. The big idea here is simple. Keep the sub solid and controlled, then let the upper harmonics bloom with saturation after the attack. Start by loading a clean 808 sample onto an audio track. If it's already a one-shot and it sounds natural, turn warp off. If you need to pitch it musically, then use Complex Pro, but only when it actually helps. Before processing, trim the tail so it fits the job. For tight jungle or D&B arrangement, you might only want a few hundred milliseconds. For a rewind lead-in, you can go longer, but not so long that it smears over the next drum hit. Now let's build the chord chain. Put utility first, then saturator, then EQ8. If the sample is already hot, pull the utility gain down a bit so you've got some headroom before distortion. That matters because saturation sounds better when it has room to breathe. If you hit it too hard from the start, you get mosh instead of movement. In saturator, start with about 3 to 6 dB of drive. That's usually enough to bring out the tail without turning it into a fuzz cloud. If the result needs safety, switch on soft clip. If you want a harder, more jagged edge for darker neuro energy, you can try analog clip, but use that with intention. The goal is not just more distortion. The goal is a tail that reads clearly and feels exciting. After that, use EQ8 to clean up the damage and keep the bass focused. If there's unwanted rumble below about 25 to 30 Hz, gently high-pass it. If the saturation makes the sound boxy, try a small cut somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. And if it starts getting harsh or fizzy, tame the 2 to 5 kHz zone with a narrow or medium cut. That's one of those teacher moments where less is more. A tiny EQ move can make the whole tail feel more expensive. Here's where the sound design starts getting serious. Don't make one chain do everything. Split the 808 into two layers. One layer should be your clean sub. The other layer should be your dirty tail. On the sub layer, keep it mostly untouched. Use EQ8 to low-pass it around 80 to 120 Hz. Keep it mono with utility width at 0%, and avoid heavy saturation. If you need a touch of drive, keep it tiny, like 1 to 2 dB at most. This layer is there to keep the low end stable and powerful. On the dirty layer, do the opposite. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz, then hit it harder with saturator, maybe 5 to 8 dB of drive. If you want even more attitude, add a little overdrive, but keep it subtle. That dirty layer is what gives the tail its voice on small speakers and in busy mixes. In D&B, that mid-range character is everything, because the sub alone won't always cut through the chaos. Now let's shape the movement. The trick is to make the saturation bloom after the attack, not crush the hit itself. If the transient gets too chewous, back off. Let the impact stay honest and clean, then let the color arrive just after. That contrast is what makes the tail feel huge. Drum bus is great for this. Try a bit of drive, maybe 5 to 15%, and keep crunch very low unless you want extra grit. You can also adjust the transient if the attack is too clicky or too soft. Another option is auto filter with a low pass filter. Set the cutoff somewhere around 2 to 8 kHz and automate it so the tail opens slightly after the hit. That tiny change can make the sound feel like it's unfolding in real time. You can also automate the saturator drive itself. This is a really nice move. Let the drive rise by a couple of dB during the decay, then fall back. That makes the tail feel like it's biting back after the initial punch. It's a very effective rewind cue, because the listener feels the bass energy shift instead of just hearing a static effect. Once the chain feels good, resample it. This is one of the best parts of the process, because it turns your live processing into a clip you can edit with precision. Create a new audio track set to resampling, record the 808 hit and tail, then consolidate the best take. Now you can fade the end, trim the decay, stop it sharply, or even reverse the tail for a pull-in effect. That's especially useful in jungle and dark D&B, where an edited audio clip often feels more intentional than a live chain running in the background. Now add a little movement. Keep it subtle. You're not making a huge special effect. You're making a bass event. A small filter automation over half a bar or a bar, a little extra drive during the decay, or a very light chorus ensemble or fascia flanger on the dirty upper layer, can all add life. The key is to make the tail feel like it evolves. A static tail can work, but a moving tail feels like a real performance tool. Arrangement matters just as much as the sound design. A saturated 808 tail works best when it supports the phrase structure of the track. Put it at the end of an 8-bar buildup, on the last beat of a 4-bar break, after a main bass stab, or right before a rewind. In jungle and DNB, that tail can act like punctuation. It tells the listener, this section just landed, and something new is about to happen. Here's a simple arrangement idea. Imagine your drums hit, the bass punches in, and then on the last part of the phrase the 808 tail blooms and hangs in the air. Maybe the drums cut for a half bar after that. Maybe a vocal tag comes in. Maybe you rewind the whole thing. That tail becomes the emotional cue that makes the moment memorable. Now, don't forget the mix. Saturation creates harmonics, but it can also create low-end mess if you let it. Keep the sub centered. Use utility to keep the sub mono, and check the dirty layer in mono regularly. Make sure the saturated layer isn't fighting your kick or crowding the snare. If your kick lives around 50 to 60 Hz, don't let the tail live there too hard. The more disciplined your low end is, the heavier the track will feel. Also, check the sound at low volume. This is a pro move that saves you from overbuilding the sub. If the tail disappears completely when you turn it down, then it probably needs more harmonic content, not more low end. You want it to be readable even when the room isn't shaking. That's how you know it translates. Once you've got a version that slaps, save it. Put the processing chain into an audio effect rack and map macros for drive, filter cutoff, tail gain, width, and dry/wet if you're using any blended effects. Or resample the sound and save it as a clearly labeled clip, something like 808 tail saturated rewind 174 or 808 tail jungle switch. The point is to build a small personal library of ready-to-use DJ tool sounds, so you can move fast in future projects. A few common mistakes to watch for. Don't oversaturate the sub. If the low end starts folding over, split the layers more cleanly. Don't make the tail too long, especially in DNB, where long sustain can blur the groove. Don't crush the transient so hard that the hit loses its impact. And don't ignore mono compatibility, because a tail that sounds huge in stereo but falls apart in mono will cause you problems later. If you want to go heavier, there are a few smart variations. You can make a parallel smear layer with extra saturation and a short reverb, then high pass it and tuck it underneath. You can use a bit of resonance on auto filter for a focused growl point. You can add a tiny amount of pitch drift for a more vinyl-like feel. Or you can run a parallel clipped version to give the tail more forward energy on smaller systems. Just remember, every extra layer should have a job. Here's the real lesson. Think in layers of perception, not just volume. A great tail feels big because the listener can hear its pitch, its grit, and its motion separately. Let the transient stay clean. Let the dirt arrive after. Let the decay feel like momentum. Then give it a clear ending, so it functions like punctuation in the arrangement. For practice, build three versions. Make one clean and short, one saturated and DJ tool friendly, and one darker and heavier with split layers. Test them in the same 8-bar DNB loop at around 170 to 174 BPM. Listen at low volume, check mono, and compare which one cuts through best, which one keeps the sub tightest, and which one feels most rewind-worthy. Then save the strongest version as a rack or resampled clip. If you do this right, the tail stops being just the end of the sound. It becomes the moment. And in jungle and DNB, that moment can be the thing that makes the whole drop unforgettable.